LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva concedes defeat to Robert Luna. By Joel B. Polak on November 16, 2022. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, the lone representative of law and order in an otherwise woke local government, conceded Tuesday to establishment favorite Robert Luna, former police chief of Long Beach. As the Los Angeles Times notes, Villanueva lost by some 20 points after a campaign in which he was vilified by the media, often in racist terms. One Times columnist wrote that Villanueva exhibits the worst Latino traits. Villanueva, a Democrat, was elected in 2018 on promises of reform. He became more conservative over time, standing up to the Black Lives Matter movement and adopting a tough stance against a rising tide of crime. He antagonized the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, defying their orders to shut down businesses that remained open despite coronavirus restrictions, and opposing a vaccine mandate imposed upon his officers. The board disliked him so much that they put a referendum on the ballot, Measure A, which allows them to fire any future sheriff. The voters passed it, effectively allowing the supervisors to nullify a Democratic election. But residents in some Los Angeles communities love Villanueva, particularly in those areas beset by rising homelessness. In 2021, for example, Villanueva famously cleared out a homeless encampment on Venice Beach. Local officials fulminated that he was violating the rights of the homeless. But no one else had managed to do anything about the issue, other than express vague sentiments of empathy for the residents of the tent cities. With Villanueva's defeat, the left-wing Democratic Party has defended the status quo in Los Angeles, following the rejection of a recall petition against left-wing LA County District Attorney George Gascon earlier this year. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.